This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And another great picture that I saw this morning was from Al Duke's Twitter account. It said, "Happy birthday, Boomer," and he's holding up the portrait, the painting of Boomer Esiason that I didn't know the backstory to, but it is just ridiculous looking. Quite frankly.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
Well, it's just you sitting there like you're a president or something.
Well, all right.
It's just ridiculous looking. It's funny, but it's ridiculous looking as well.
Yeah, well, this is what happens if you accept an award from some charity. They like to do something nice for somebody who's receiving that award. And one of the things that they did for me is they gave me a portrait of myself in a suit and tie. And then I remember having the discussion with Al, what am I going to do with this?
No, what happened was I think there was somebody would there was an article or something about Jim Nance having a painting of himself in his house, and we were making fun of him. And then you just said, "Oh, I got I have paintings of myself."
I got the same portrait that he got. That's what it was.
And then you brought it in.
Right. And I have two of those, actually. So I think one of them is right now in Richie Hahn's office.
Okay.
Sucking up to the boss, I guess, you know.
I mean, you can't hang that in your own house.
No, I didn't.
You can't. There's no way.
Of course I didn't.
I mean, you should bring it in here, though. That'd be great. We could put it right back here on the control room wall.
You may have it in your office, though. I may take a quick look.
Yeah, go back there and see if it's there.
You think the other one could be back there? I don't think it is.
Well, in the meantime, while Al looks for that,
yes.
I've got a another portrait-type thing for you.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So, the great Jay Bird,
yes,
drawings, who did all the stuff for us. I commissioned one from him.
Oh, nice!
Of you and your granddaughter, Winnie.
Yeah, you know, anything you give me with her picture on it is going to make me.
Well,
very
that's what
happy.
I figured. I know. There's just no way. So there you go. You can do what you want with it if you want to put it in a frame, whatever. But look, so she's got the Ranger jersey on.
Oh, I love that.
And
yes.
It's got the garden in the background.
Yes, I see that.
See, isn't that tremendous?
Yeah, Matt and Sydney are going to love that.
Yeah, I know. I thought that would just be tremendous.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's Joe D'Agostino,
yes.
Jay Bird's drawings, and I commissioned that. I like
so
to
I
say that.
So I figure maybe three or four more years of Matt playing with the Islanders, and then we'll call it quits and start going for the real team.
Yeah, but I put her in the Ranger jersey. You know what? If you could secretly hang that in their house somewhere, that would be great. And get it framed and then just put it up on the wall somewhere and see if they notice.
That wouldn't go over well. It's not going over well right now, I can tell you.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You
but
know?
No, it's going over well for me. That's all that matters.
And you guys got all your prints that I got you, right?
Yes, we did.
I left Al's in there,
oh,
too.
Oh, you got all the prints for everybody.
Yeah, so all those drawings. But the problem is there's a couple in there. So I told him to give him the ones of the show. I said, I want all the ones from the show. But he gave me, like, the Summers one, too, and the JJ one, and I don't even know. So I handed those over to Pete Hoffman. I'm like, you got these addresses? And send them out to those guys. But I also have the Chernoff one, if I ever see him again. But I don't want to mail any.
No, I heard Chernoff's coming in.
Is he?
That's what I heard.
From who? Chernoff?
Little Birdie told me.
Wow. Okay, good. I got some stuff for him. I got him. You got your print there, Al, from Jay Bird?
I did. That was awesome.
All right. Very good.
So there was no photo in my office.
No, I forgot. When you moved offices and cleaned up your office, it must have left.
Okay.
It's too bad.
So I know Richie. Like I said, Richie has one in his office. I'm not sure where the other one is. I think there were two. And the reason we were making fun of Jim is because I got the same one. That's why.
Okay.
And it was from a famous artist. And I want to say... I'm trying to remember which group gave it to us. That was so long ago, it's hard to remember.
Yeah. Where do you stand on hanging pictures on the wall of your family? Where do you stand on that?
I'm good with that.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
Pictures on the wall? Not like in a little
frame.
Or
in a frame on a desk or whatever.
Frame on a desk is one thing.
Yes.
When I see, like, when I walk into a house and people have their entire walls covered with pictures of themselves, I get uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, it's a little
much. I think some people have it, you know, going up the stairs. They might have different years of the kids or something like that. That's fine. Why is this a bone of contention in your house right now?
No, it was pitched to me at one point, the stair thing. It's exactly what you said. It's like, the stairs where you put pictures of yourself.
By your bougie designer?
No. This is my wife who pitched me this.
Well, then she got a pitch to her.
No, this was before we knew her. She wanted to do it in an old house.
So, does this apply? Is it pictures of you differentiate pictures of your children? And you, or
maybe the dogs,
of
the children, you. Black and white pictures.
Like, is it okay if it's just the kids and not you guys?
All in the same frame.
I just think that pictures of your own family hanging on the walls, we have pictures of Sabrina in little frames that are on like the dresser and stuff.
Yes.
And like stuff with Gina and I, like a little, I'm talking about when people like blow up pictures of themselves and you're in their house and you look on the wall and they're there too.
Yeah,
you know
what
I think
you
should get yourself a fat head of yourself playing softball.
That picture of me with my eyes closed,
yes,
catching that line drive.
Yes.
See, that I'd be down for.
I'd put that in your man cave.
Yeah. That man cave's not going to get built until like 2035 at this rate. Everything's getting pushed in front of it, which is fine. I understand. I'll get down there at some point. Whether I'm 75 years old or whatever, I'm going to have something down in that basement. It's just storage. Once again, it's just storage. Everything. Storage.
And any stuff that you brought over that you realize that you probably should have thrown out?
Yeah.
Should just do what I do.
Throw everything out?
Just call Winners Bros and get that 10-yard dumpster dropped off and bang.
Yeah. You know.
And they'll take it away like within 24 hours and it's gone.
Yeah, I know. I threw out a ton of stuff. So my friend's got a dumpster that I took. You know, the head flunky's got a dumpster outside his warehouse?
Probably, yes.
No, he does.
Oh, he does.
That's where I would go with all the stuff. So I'd drive the truck filled with bags and stuff, and I'd just throw it in his dumpster. It's a Winters Brothers dumpster, but he's down in Florida, like retired, so I just use his dumpster. And I give him a heads up.
Does he know that you have a dumpster? That you're using his dumpster?
Yeah, I give him a heads up. I'm like, I'm heading over to the dumpster then. He's like, all right, it's fine. He goes, just make sure it's not too filled.
You're lucky to have a guy with a dumpster.
I know. It's great.
Yes.
You kidding me? I mean, when you're in that situation, you got to throw a bunch of stuff out.
Yep.
And like a lot of it, they're not going to take at the top of the road. I mean, it's tremendous to have. Okay, so look at this. Molly wants to wish Boomer a happy birthday.
Great.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Molly, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Molly. How are you, dear?
Good.
How old are you?
Say louder, baby.
Five.
You're five?
She's three. She'll be four next month.
Oh, wow. Jeez. And you're already listening, huh?
Oh, yeah. Molly, say hi. And Gio's on there, too. She listens to you guys every morning. She knows you guys. She knows everybody. She always wants to know. She's wanting to know why Al wasn't in the studio.
Yeah.
Even three-year-olds were wondering why it took Al so long to come back here.
Yes.
Yeah, so Molly, we appreciate it. I don't know. Your dad, what's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, okay. Well, we appreciate you listening and grooming them young to listen to Boomer and Gio and WFAN.
Absolutely.
We think that's awesome. We appreciate it and hope you guys have a great day, all right?
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right. So there's a three-year-old, hopefully. Sometimes when I hear three-year-olds are listening, I think about some of our other conversations that we've had over the past couple of months.
Well,
and I go,
you know, you almost have a three-year-old in your own house.
Yeah, I know, but they stopped listening to me, I think.
No, they didn't.
No, they have. Yeah, no. they're out.
Winnie's watching.
Yeah, I know. But it's just because of the whole TV situation that I have right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then Gina's not going to walk around streaming the Odyssey app on her phone all day long. It's just not going to happen. But yeah, Anthony in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Boomer, happy birthday.
Thank
you. I want to play a little game. Usually I call with balls or no balls, but today I have a different little game. It's called calls or no calls.
Okay, very good.
I want to name three guys, and I want to see if you think they're going to call you before the end of the show and wish you a happy birthday.
All right. Who are they?
All right. Okay, first one, Spank.
I know who Spank is. that's an interesting one.
I did get him to sign the card. He's in the card. So I'm glad I got him for that.
That's an interesting one. I'll say thumbs up on that one.
Okay.
Okay. Gio, you think he's going to call?
I'll say yes. I'll say he's going to call.
Okay. All right. Let's move to number two. Phil Sims.
Screw Phil Sims.
Yeah, that's what I say. Why would he want to call me? It's my day. He's never happy for me on my day.
Phil's never going to call. Phil won't call.
Yeah, he'll probably. All he would do is make me miserable.
He's pushing 70, too, so he's probably jealous.
So I'm going to say no call from Phil Sims.
No call from Phil. I don't think so. And the third and final one would be Mike Francesa.
That's a definite no.
Yeah, absolutely no way. I mean, I believe he still hates both of our guts, so there's just absolutely
more so you than me, though.
Yeah.
Right? Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I think he doesn't like you either.
Yeah, but he really hates you.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, every now and again, I'll run into him on Main Street, Planet Home Road.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, I'll see him at 4 or 5 Coffee or something.
When was the last time you saw him?
Probably about a year ago.
Like, at least respects Boomer was a world-class athlete, you know. So
no, I mean, we'll talk. You know, and I told you, like, when Craig got arrested, you know, he was like one of the first guys I ran into after that show. Oh, we're going to have to get a new partner now.
Yeah, I know well.
Yeah, but he never took a shot at Craig. I give him credit for that.
Yeah. Well, he probably didn't do it because he wanted the accolades now. You know, that's probably.
I don't know.
And look at me. Everybody take a look. I'm taking a high road.
Yeah, you may think that way, but at the moment, it didn't come across that way.
Okay. All right. Very good. So you love Mike now.
It was actually pretty funny.
So now you love Mike.
I don't love Mike. I mean, those guys hammered the hell out of us in the beginning.
No, I know.
It's one of the reasons why it got so nasty.
I know.
The heck with Boomer.
Remember, you guys annoyed him so much he called in.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's screaming at us.
Yeah. Crazy.
Hey!
And was yelling at me because I was trying to make sure I wasn't putting on somebody pretending to be Mike.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He called the regular call-in line.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He didn't even call the hotline?
No. He called the call-in line screaming. I mean, put me right on. I said, I'm doing you a favor.
Bye, guys.
All right.
I don't want to put somebody on pretending to be you.
Bye, guys. I did see him.
That was crazy.
The 2019 playoff game, one of the Yankee playoff games in the WFAN box there.
Oh, hey, clown.
And I remember I went over and I talked to him. I had like an actual real conversation with him.
2019, this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was after the back page and all that stuff.
Yeah. After all that. Yeah. We sat there. You know, we found a common enemy at that point.
Who went to who?
Did
you go to him or did he go to you? Oh, you had to go to him.
You know what it was? There was a mediator that was there.
Mark Chernoff.
No. It was not Mark Chernoff.
Let me see. Who would be the mediator?
Chris Oliveira. Yeah.
No, he had not come back yet.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Who's the mediator?
And
now?
Mike hates him anyway.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Despises him.
Susan Larkin.
Nailed it. So Susan Larkin brought us together that night.
Oh, so it was like a Yankee Stadium summit.
Yeah. And then it was one of those things where I knew all the eyes were on us.
It's like Putin and Biden.
So all I could see was like, you know, Danny C., the sales guy, like the peripheral vision. He was just like,
watching
us, yeah.
Wait to see if there are going to be any blows thrown.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But it quickly shifted to something in the company that we both didn't like going on.
Have you thought about this? Now, we've been together for 3 years.
Yeah, this is year four, yes.
Yeah, we're going into year four, yes. But we've been together for 3 years, and you had a nose-to-nose with Carlin out on Hudson Street.
That's right, yeah.
You got into it.
Mike ended up on the back page of the Post.
You were on the back page of the Post. That stuff was going on there. I mean, like, you were over there at the Upside Down, and everything was fine. You and Brian Jones were doing your thing. You were leaving at 9 o'clock. Everything was good. The moment you got that seat, all of a sudden, all hell broke loose.
Sure. But isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Right?
Where's Gio? I'll punch him out right now.
He was really pissed. Man, both those guys were pissed.
Man, when I was
really
looking outside
pissed.
My Uber, and I told my Uber driver to stop. Look, don't go anywhere. I got to see this. These two guys, belly to belly.
Yeah. Go bleep yourself. Do you remember why he was mad? It was the dumbest thing. So I was playing the guitar. So I wrote a song about Jim Dolan being mad at Maggie. And one of the lines in the song was, "Hey Jim, don't worry, nobody's listening to them anyway. So nobody heard it," type of thing. But I'm singing with a guitar.
I know.
So the whole thing as this is going down, as you'll remember, because I don't know at what point you got into your Uber. But, like, I was loading the guitar back into my car in front of the building. So I was sort of like, you know, clown, you know, packing up his juggling bowling pins, you know, yeah. As I'm putting them in the car, you know, show's over, you know. It's like that.
You know what it was? I remember getting into my car and feeling the ground move because somebody was stomping their way all the way to you.
So he came out of Starbucks and he had, like, one of the giant drink, you know. I mean, the thing is bigger than you could ever imagine. There's whipped cream and cinnamon drizzle all over it. And he's walking towards me, and like the whipped cream is flying off the top of the drink as he's walking towards me. Hey, so nobody listens to CMB, huh? You can go bleep yourself.
Those two morons rolling around in the street out in front of the station. These two clowns, I guess, fighting over ratings or something out in the middle of the street, punching each other to death. That would be more entertaining than the show, I can tell you that much.
Man, he hated us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go f*** yourself.
Yeah.
Man, but you created quite a firestorm. That's what I'm saying.
Guess, yeah. I'm
surprised. I don't even realize it.
I know. But, I mean, I don't. It's weird because half of me thinks that that's a badge of honor because I'm pissing people off and obviously I have an impact. And the other half of me is like, man, that was stressful that whole time.
That's what I knew. I knew then that's when we were going to make it.
At that point?
Yes, I did. Because, you know, like when you first came in here, like you're not the guy that we see today. And I understand why. You just had to try to find your sea legs and how this whole thing was going to work. And that was fine. But, man, when you were out there and you were going toe-to-toe with Carlin and you got Mike screaming at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I knew. I said, okay, this is going to be good.
Yeah, I remember that back page, that FanDuel back page where it was Mike and I's face on it of the New York Post. And I told this story not that long ago. And that was probably November of the first year we were doing a show together. And I remember I waited for you to come in because I wanted you to see it. And I walk into your office. The paper is on the news side first. You flip it over. You look at it. And you start like half cracking a smile. And you go, I'm proud of you.
Exactly.
It was like such a moment for me. You know?
Yeah, but that was when you arrived.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It only took you, you know,
11 months.
11 months. But you got there.
Well, I was afforded the time. That was the thing. You know, you got to find, it's like sort of like the Le'Veon Bell when he was with the Steelers. You know, you wait back there, you got to find the hole, and then boom, you know, you wait for the blocking to happen, and then you're in there.
Al, I mean, I remember saying, like, what is wrong with him? Why is he fighting with everybody?
Listen, once, you know, they put a lot of people coming for you. They were, you know, the afternoon guy, the midday guy.
They were all coming for me.
Well, not only on the air, but in the streets. I mean, he couldn't go anywhere.
Well, the tensions were high at that point because of everything that was going on. And the thing is, people either take the impersonations I do of them and they laugh or they hate it and they feel like they're being mocked and made fun of and they can't stand it. And that was Carlin's point that day, too, was, it's like, I didn't say a word when you were sitting there doing that lisp impersonation of me. All day long, you go, pa, 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 pa. Never said anything. So, and then obviously Mike.
Out of all the guys that you do the impersonations of, the one guy that I think embraces it more than anybody, you guys know who that is?
Shine?
Yes.
Well, he wasn't always like that, though.
Yeah, but now he is. I don't know. Maybe it's just, let's play along and let's, you know, this is who I am. This is what I am. Might as well just laugh at myself.
Yeah, well, years ago, way before I even hosted a show.
Yeah, but now he's solid. He's on solid ground.
I used to do that in person. They actually called me into SNY to do a Shine and Beningo when they were both working there.
Yes.
And I did the Adam Shine, and he was not happy with me because I did. So I had I had watched his show a lot to prep for that day. And one of the things he would do is he would sneak like peeks at himself in the monitor.
Yeah.
You know, so he would like finish his take and then like look at himself in the monitor. So it always looks strange on TV, you know. So he'd be like, I just think that the Mets are going to finish in last place. So he would do that. So that's one of the things I picked up on. So when I was at SNY, I do the Shine impersonation, and part of my impersonation was I did like a hot take, whatever, and I said, all right, now excuse me while I awkwardly look into the monitor. So at the end of it, he goes, do I really do that? And I said, what? Do I really do that? I said, do what? Look in the monitor. And I was like, yeah, you know, you do. I just something I paid. He's like, oh, okay. And then I had heard from other people that he was saying, like, in the newsroom, this was like 2008 or 9 or something, that he was saying, how can we let this guy in here to mock us in my house?
In his house.
So I was like, oh, man, I guess I can't do that anymore. But that was years ago now, and now
yeah,
he embraces
now,
it.
Now he embraces it 100%.
But boy, did he hate it back then.
Well, you know, he was probably still, you know, a little bit insecure about what's going on and where he was going to end up, but now he's solid.
I think actually D.A. loves it more than anyone when you do the D.A. and he loves it.
He seems to like, he plays it every time. Like when we did the D.A. cleaning up Marash thing, you know, putting a diaper on him, that whole thing. Get me the baby powder and the wipes. We're going to wipe this man like the man baby that he is. Lay on your back, fatso. Time to clean you like a baby. You can kind of, can't you picture Marash in like the classic baby garb, like because he's got the bald head and he's pudgy like a baby? Can't you see him with the diaper? Just, if we put Marash in a diaper and put a pacifier in his mouth, it would be the funniest. Think about that. Just put that in your
and
mind
the,
right
the
now.
The bonnet and the rattle.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, it'd be hilarious.
In an oversized carriage.
Oh, come on. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Yes.
Because it's exactly, we'd have to shave his facial hair. But he would look he'd look like a giant baby. It would be incredible.
Giant baby.
Because he's like, he doesn't have like any hair on him. Because I've seen him without his shirt on. He doesn't have any hair on him. Oh, it'd be perfect.
So put him in a male diaper.
A giant
diaper.
Cloth diaper.
Right.
Like a big, like bobby pin.
Got to give him a little nips to put in his mouth.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a little pacifier. And then a rattle and like a little like blue bonnet on his hair. Oh, it'd be amazing. All right, dress him up like a baby. Time for Bogus to breastfeed. Latch on to Bogus's nipples and breastfeed. Fat man, baby. If you're just joining us, it's DA on CBS Sports Radio. We've dressed Marash up as a big fat man, baby, and he is suckling on the teat of Andrew Bogus. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
That is right.
And CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
That cake was just calling my name. It's like an hour after I thought this food was coming. And I just tore into a piece. I took a giant end piece and ate it in like 15 seconds.
So I'm like a little bit disappointed because you told me like breakfast is coming and it's not here. So I wonder who was going to send that. Was that somebody... Did that have to do with Odyssey, our company?
No.
Why would they do anything?
Right? No.
What about the market manager? Is he doing anything special? No, I guess not.
Probably not showing up today. It's Friday. You know?
No, he said he was.
Okay.
He said he was. Because I said you got to sign the card. So you got to show up today.
Yeah, by the way, I did read some of your guys' notes to me in the card.
Yeah.
And so here's the big card you guys gave me. Me and Winnie, love that. My Maryland picture with my mustache, love that too. Spank wrote me a nice note. Never thought you'd make it to 60. You're always surprising me. Love you. Your best friend, Craig Carden. And then there's, let's see, Jerry Recco. Here's to another 60 years. No doubt the last 14 have been the best. Enjoy it with Casamigos, Jerry Recco.
Oh, very good.
That's a suck-up line if I've ever seen one. Happy birthday, Boomer. Keep it boring. Al.
Look at that. Very nice.
Hey, Boomer, you had one birthday 60 years ago. Get over it. Love you, though. Eddie, please sign for 5 more years. God, tremendous. You guys. Allie, happy birthday. You don't, let me see. Happy 60th birthday. You don't look a day of over 40. Cheers to another 60. And this is from somebody who didn't even know me.
right. I had to Google you. Yeah, absolutely.
Fleeks, let's go celebrate with Matt, Sidney, and Winnie holding the cups. Nice.
Very good.
You want me to read what you said?
No, I don't care. Whatever. It doesn't make a difference.
I feel like what you wrote, you would have written in my high school yearbook.
Why?
Like it's all mushy.
It's not mushy.
Kind of mushy.
It's not mushy at all.
It's mushy.
No, it's not. All right, then
I'll read it. This is like, I'll read it. I feel like it's mushy, but it's nice. I mean, I'm not saying it's not nice.
I can mean that you are hard to please, man, I tell you.
Thanks for the last 3.5 years on the opposite of the hamster wheel of turds.
Yeah, right. It's the opposite of that.
It's been the time of my life.
It has been. Yeah.
All the love.
All the love.
Right. And then I'm assuming that's in Joe
Lee's
voice.
Not that mushy.
Geo.
Yeah. Is that mushy?
I do agree. It has that high school yearbook feel. It's got some FAN things in it, but it feels like
roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah. I'm the one, I get this card, I get the cake, everything. I get
a little mushy.
I get the print, all this is back on my shoulders, and then you guys got to sit here and criticize what I write in the card.
You have gone above and beyond, and you've eaten the cake.
Oh, I've eaten the cake, all right.
But yeah. That is a little mushy.
Eddie, you got any extra insulin in there for me? Because I'm...
I actually ran out, I had to reload.
Oh, my God.
Oof. So, a little mushy.
All right, I'm sorry. Next time I'll give you... Go bleep yourself, big fella.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right, very good. 60, another day closer to death.
Yes.
That's where you should have gone.
I refrained from that.
Right. NFL MVP or a cat who gets run over in the road. Doesn't
who cares?
Matter.
You're a blip.
Going into the same place.
Hey, there's JJ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's on SNY.
He's on SNY. All right, so he's not totally lost.
I guess not. Looks like he's got a fake plant in the back of his house, too. The old fake plant thing in the background.
Kind of miss JJ.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been like a week.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always got to be somebody screaming and yelling.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he does that.
Guess what? Sal's wife was supposed to give birth last night. When he gets back, there's going to be a lot of screaming and a lot of
yelling.
Any
word on that, by the way?
I haven't heard yet, no.
He hasn't tweeted anything out yet?
No, he has not.
Okay, well, best of luck to the... Licatas on the birth of their daughter, whenever it happens, or if it's happened, we don't know. What's going on, Jerry?
We've got the Mets and Yankees back in action tonight. At least I'll tell you, the 7 line, Darren posted a video, a photo of what Coors Field looked like yesterday afternoon. I mean, unless they're going to bring a big, giant heat shield,
I don't know how
they're going to play. I mean, snow covered.
Is Darren out there?
That I don't know. He might have gotten it off of some Colorado, so I don't know. And that's a great question. He might be out there. I don't know the answer to that. But the Mets are in Colorado to take on the Rockies tonight. It's an 8:40 start. Jacob DeGrom slated to start that game. Mets coming off what turned out to be a 3-game sweep of the Phillies, as yesterday's game was postponed. The Mets are 5-3, Colorado 3-10. They lost to the Dodgers yesterday, 7-5. Justin Turner with a 3-run homer in that game. Yankees home for the Rays. Now, one thing we learned yesterday from Aaron Boone, he was with Carton and Roberts on the Fan. This Garrett Cole, Kyle Higashioka battery, is this going to be in every, you know, turn in the rotation type thing, these two being together?
At this point, I try to pair up Higgy and Cole when I can. That said, I do feel comfortable putting Gary back there. I think it actually went really well on opening day.
Just haven't seen it since in the starts after. We'll see when and if it happens again. But right now it is Cole and Higgy. Here was Boone. His team is not hit the way people expected them to. He says they will be fine.
I don't feel like there's any kind of overwhelming pressing going on or anything like that.
I just need to see them break out a little bit. What has been the issue, according to Aaron Judge, with this 5-7 start?
Base running mistakes in the outfield, not coming up, you know, with just a clutch hit, you know, taking our singles when we can.
Haven't done those things. And you got to worry if there's a brouhaha, as Al calls it, tonight at the stadium, because last time these two teams met, people were throwing at people. So we'll see if that does continue later this evening. Now, a couple of other things from baseball. The A's beat the Tigers 8-4. Mentioned that because every time Jed Lowry does something good, we're going to basically tell you. And he was 2-for-4 with an RBI single in that game.
And then he ran a marathon after that. It's unbelievable.
Would you be shocked at this point?
No, I would not.
It is amazing. The Marlins got the jump on the Braves, but in the end, Atlanta came back, tied the game with a bases-loaded walk, and in their final turn at bat.
Stretch by Floro, first pitch, line drive left field, there's a base hit, and that's a game winner! Dansby Swanson on the first pitch he saw.
Puts it into the outfield, RBI single, Braves win, Braves win, Braves radio with the call, and I'm sure, I don't know if you guys saw the video on CBS Sports Network of the highlight. I was telling Al this morning. I watched a lot of this game. It looks like no one in Atlanta's got a mask on in the stands. Like one out of every 25 people.
Are they supposed to?
I don't know. I know in Texas they're doing full capacity, but I think a mask is required. I mean, I watched a lot of this game yet, man. It looked like no one was wearing anything aside from a random person here and there, which is interesting. Also,
it looked like a beautiful day, too.
Yeah, it was.
I watched this game yesterday, too. I mean, the Braves had been scuffling, and this may be just what they need to get them started. Ugh.
Perhaps. Never know. It's possible. Padres beat the Pirates 8-3, and we had an unusual delay with the Knicks the other night. There was a rain delay inside at Madison Square Garden, as we know, because of a leaky roof. This is one I've never heard of before. This happened between the Twins and Red Sox in Minnesota yesterday.
We all heard it was severe weather week, and the players, Renfro's in the box going, is there a tornado coming? Only a couple of clouds in the sky. But
it's the severe weather awareness week, and on this Thursday, they're making sure the sirens work. That's it.
It was a six-minute delay for the sirens to blare through the city. And it was so loud that they actually stopped the game.
Wow. So that's four tornadoes. Like, they were just testing it.
Correct.
But generally, that's the tornado warning sirens.
I've never seen that or heard that before, but they did that yesterday. Twins did beat the Red Sox 4-3. Minnesota snapping Boston's 9-game winning streak. To basketball, we've got the Nets taking on the Hornets tonight on the Fan. LaMarcus Aldridge no longer with the Nets. He retired yesterday due to an irregular heartbeat. So a 15-year career comes to an end. He averaged 19 points, 8 rebounds for his time through Portland and, of course, San Antonio before he got to Brooklyn. The Nets taking on a Charlotte team that's 27-27, even in the loss column with the Knicks, who have a tough game tonight in Dallas. Knicks now 29-27. They put that 4-game winning streak on the line. The Bucks did beat the Hawks last night, but the Celtics took out the Lakers in terms of what is relevant to them. And the Rangers, easy over the Devils.
Strome got to it. They score! Artemi Panarin from Ryan Strome. They do it again. And it's 4-0 Rangers.
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG. 4-0 would be the final score. 2 goals and an assist for Artemi Panarin. That was 1 goal right there. Trouba and Lindgren scoring as well. And Igor Shesterkin made 16 saves. All of that said, it sounds like a perfect night for the Blue Shirts, but Panarin says not so much. We can play better.
Obviously, it's nice to dominate a game. We obviously caught our game, but it was not ideal.
What was not ideal about it, Boomer? Well, there were 4-0 in the Devils.
I mean, I know there were only 16 shots on goal.
That's it.
But, yeah, I know, but there were a lot of really high-quality chances for the Devils in the middle of the second period. So I think that's what he's more talking about than anything else. And then, you know, Ryan Strome had a chance on a one-timer, and Blackwood made an unbelievable save. But you know, you're just never happy. It's a game of imperfection. You just got to keep striving to be better the next time out on the ice.
And they've been 6-1-2 in their last nine games. Not too bad, but they do not make up any ground on the Bruins. They beat the Islanders 4-1 last night. Brad Marchand scores twice. Same two teams tonight in Boston again. Alden Smith signs with the Seahawks, and it looks like Giant players will skip the voluntary offseason workouts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This was a surprise to me, but he's up, I guess. The show isn't until later. And that's Christopher Mad Dog Russo, who joins us and wants to say hello and a happy birthday to Boomer. Hey, dog, what's happening?
Comes with his own music, too.
Boy, Boomer, welcome to Clubs to 60 Club. How about that?
How about that?
Now, let me get your thoughts. Now, 60 isn't what it was years ago. I mean, your mentor, Kenny Anderson, now going to get, I think he's hitting 76 this year. How about that?
How about that? You're exactly right.
Hello, Boomer.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead, Mike. Mike, we've got Mike up.
Yeah, Boomer. Listen. Hey. Your golf game is better. Your hockey game is better, right? You're playing. You can still eat. Can you still eat a large pie?
Listen to him. So let me get your thoughts this weekend. What do you got planned?
I'm gonna ride a bike ride for 60 miles.
Oh, look at you!
Yeah.
Now this is in the city now. Let me get this straight. Now, this is in the boroughs. Are we going upstate with this? Tell me about this. Where
the
we
boroughs.
Going?
We'll be out in the boroughs.
And the boroughs out to the ocean. And,
Well,
the weather's supposed to be up in the mid-50s, so great running weather. as someone who hasn't been able to run since, my knees gave out years ago, and I haven't been doing much running, but I'm on the stair. I'm on the Stairmaster every day. So.
And Mike, and tell him about... Boy, baseball's just been brutal, terrible. And credit David Wells. I tip your hat to him. The hockey's been okay. Now, the Rangers look very good. The basketball, now, it's almost like we turn the clock back 20 years. Let me get your thoughts on the basketball and the hockey in this town. Not terrible.
No, not terrible. Very good, actually.
And did you see this Dr. Fauci?
Fauci, yes.
The Fauci. Jim Jordan yesterday. That was better than any baseball going a blow for blow there in the Senate building. How about that?
How about that? Very good, yes.
So, Dog, I heard you dabble in some edibles these days with the marijuana. So how's that going for you?
Listen, with this whole situation going on in this last year, I never, ever thought I'd be talking about Roger McGuinn and the birds. I was 9 miles high. 8 miles, 9 miles high.
No,
yeah, that's right, boy. And let me tell you something. Dog talking Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I thought the only Crosby he knew was Bubba Crosby or Sidney Crosby.
And that's right, Mike. I talked a little. We even got into the Laurel Canyon. Did you hear that? That was that movie. Did you see Laurel Canyon on WHT or HBO or Showtime?
Yes, I saw Laurel Canyon. Yes, I saw it.
I've been all over that. I had Roger McGuinn in the studio.
Nice.
But I got a little weird when Timmy gave me that. I thought it was Sour Patch Kids that he was giving me, but it was actually a gummy bear.
Timmy wanted to calm you down, Dog.
I said to Mike, you're not doing anything these days.
I don't touch that stuff, okay? I never. Listen, folks. I tried scoop balls. I tried angel dust. Okay? I had my moments back in the mid-70s. We went to a lot of concerts, me and my brothers. We would go to Yankee Stadium. We'd sit in the bleachers for $1.25. We would also go to concerts, okay? Nassau Coliseum. I saw Fleetwood Mac. I saw the Electric Light Orchestra. That's right.
Oh, I love them. Strange Magic. Excellent. How about a song for Boomer?
Okay, yeah, let's hear it, yeah.
Oh,
look at this, John and Susan. How about that?
Susan, hey, Susan, start it.
Tomorrow, your birthday, Boomer. We love you. It's only one day away.
Hey, listen, you can't figure, you know, when I turned 60, I had just gotten in the booth for the New York Yankees. That was the 1989 team, you know. That was, little did I know. That was Dallas Green's first year. And hey, listen, Boomer, and both of you have been doing a fabulous job. Hey, listen, you can't figure birthdays, you know. You know, I wear three, four masks now. You know, I was online at Johnson & Johnson. I mean, let me tell you something, you can't figure vaccines. Nobody gets too much vaccines no more. Is it Johnson and Johnson?
John, I'm waiting in line. See, the problem with the vaccines is Dr. Fauci said, you're probably there's gonna be strands of this virus, hundreds of strands, maybe thousands. You're gonna need 1,000 more vaccines next year. We'll be online next year, and then the year after, it'll be COVID 20, 21, COVID 22, 23, 24.
Well, Dog, Boomer, you know, you've been battling this with Gunner. Gunner, you've kept him safe. You've kept your family safe. Listen, folks, you gotta strap up. Okay.
All right, man. Holy God. One person with all those voices.
Yeah, I know. It's just so I will never forget, and that was phenomenal. He gave us, like, you know, 6 minutes of straight entertainment.
Sour Shoes is the best, man. He is
off the top of his head. But do you remember the day in the pandemic where we actually got him for real? Like, we got real Mike and Mayo Pack for, like, 6 or 7 minutes? That was incredible because I'd never heard that because it was him doing another voice pretending to be a caller. And then I said, this is you, Mike, right? And we had actual real Mike and Mayapak for a while because that never happens because this is what it is. You know?
No, that's funny, but in person at those softball games?
Oh, it's nothing better. Yeah,
that is off the charts.
Yeah.
And CBS, with all the different things going on around him.
For 2 hours straight, doing play-by, mixing in play-by-play.
He's just incredible.
There he is.
He really is incredible. I mean, he's as talented as they come. Mike and Mayapak, Sour Shoes. All right.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.